What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. Thanks so much and have a great day.
This is the time for a beer or a wine, old-fashioned or whiskey sour. My favorite place with my favorite people, and these are the sounds of happy hour.
Hello, welcome to the Happy Hour podcast. It's March, and that's all that it is. I am your co-host here, Dan Lippert, with Ryan Rosenberg. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Dan.
And our happiest of our friends, Talia Tabin. Hi, Talia.
Hi, Dan. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You nailed it so far.
And Victoria Longwell.
Hi, Dan.
Very good, everybody.
Yeah, that's what we did.
That's how we say hello. This is how we say hello.
Ooh.
I don't know. I was thinking maybe it would be like a song in a musical where you're teaching somebody how to say hello at this new job they're working at.
Yeah. A call service.
A call service. Yeah. A call service musical.
Ooh. Now that's interesting.
Hello? That's fun.
And what's a call service?
I have no idea.
Like a call center?
Where they make your calls for you?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you.
A call
like
center?
Like where Phoebe worked. But, or no? Remember Phoebe worked and was trying to sell something and they were all there and they were on the phones and friends.
Mm-hmm. Phoebe Wirtz?
Remember where Phoebe worked?
Friends. Oh, where she worked.
And she called and it was like Jason Alexander. You guys remember that episode, right?
No, but thank you for
Is that a Seinfeld crossover? Did they ever do that?
No, because he wasn't playing George.
They should have done that. They were both New York shows.
They did crossover Mad About You.
They did. That makes a little sense because that really exists. Oh, I guess they all exist.
It was the NBC New York time.
Yeah, right.
Wow, what would Jerry talking to Phoebe have looked like, huh?
This lady's a little weird.
What would Kramer talking to Phoebe look like?
I feel like they would both be like having two full conversations with each other, just not looking at each other.
I love that Phoebes is the constant.
Yeah, I didn't remember anyone else's name, to be honest.
You don't remember the characters of
In
of
the
Friends.
Moment, I did not. Monica came to mind since then.
Mm-hmm.
Monica? Schwimmer?
Well, folks, it is a happy hour today. I'll tell you why I'm happy. I had a coffee right before this, a lovely breakfast taco, and a donut.
Hell yeah.
So I am on a watermelon sugar high.
Yes.
Who sings that song? What's his name?
Harry.
Is it Styles?
Potter. Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Harry Styles. Yeah.
Have you guys seen that video of Harry Styles spitting on Chris Pine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that video.
Crazy.
But I don't think
he... over a year old.
It is old.
I know. But I just saw it again.
I thought it was fake. It's not that it's fake. It's that they say that he's not spitting on him. But if you watch it, he's spitting on him.
He definitely goes like...
Chris Pine looks between his legs.
Right.
Ew.
And then looks up and is like... Ugh.
Ew! Mm-hmm. What's wrong with Chris Pine?
Could you imagine getting spat on in public, and then the person just sits next to you?
Yeah,
and it was.
Are you out of your mind?
But it was It was the whole. It was all
there
with
was so
the Olivia,
much,
like the
yes.
with the Everything. Olivia and Harry.
Love. Yeah,
love affair.
Miss Flo, of course,
and Miss Flo, of course,
and Shia,
and Shia.
Oh yes,
but Olivia Wilde called her Miss Flo in a leaked voice message.
In a leaked. Period.
LaBeouf.
She called her Miss Flo.
You know what I'd love to talk about? Everybody's seen Oppenheimer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting in those two chairs, butt naked, having like a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you guys think of that?
Most unbelievable scene I've ever seen. Who sits naked in a leather chair?
But also just like cross-legged.
Yeah, exactly.
And like a little like proper. Was that a product of the times? I was like, is this what they had to do at the time? You know, they were like, well, we're not going to sit on the floor like heathens. We're not going to sit on the bed. If we're going to talk, we're going to talk proper.
Right.
So if with you our tits watch out. A Christopher Nolan movie and remove the like technical abilities, and you just think about it like it was written by a college film student, like the actual plot points and moments and words they say, it feels like a one-to-one.
Really?
Like, wouldn't it be cool if he's saying the I am become death thing while they're coming, and then he thinks it again when the bomb goes off, which is like a coming?
He says it while they're having sex?
Yeah, that's the whole...
Which was a big controversy.
Why?
Because isn't it from the Bhagavad Gita, and they were like, or they're reading from the Bhagavad Gita or something? I'm maybe saying that wrong. And it was very controversial in India for that.
Reading that during sex,
Interesting.
That's tough.
I love to read a religious text during sex. I think there's nothing
it's
better.
The only time I do it.
Yeah. You whip out your
otherwise
Bible.
It doesn't resonate.
No, it really helps it stick for me. I agree with you because I think that's I think directors imagine people a lot more naked than they are.
Talk to Poor Things about it.
Truly.
Imagine.
Get fucked. Literally, that's all she does. Sorry, so many spoilers. It's Oscar weekend.
People know
what
she has
said. Oscar weekend started yesterday.
And this will be coming out maybe 2 or 3 weeks after the Oscars, so it'll feel good for everyone.
It'll be perfect. They'll have a great review of what happened.
Yeah. We'll put it out earlier.
Yeah.
Did you see, I was thinking about y'all because there was a video. I liked Poor Things and nobody else here did. Or Ryan didn't see it
I've
yet.
I've not seen it yet, no.
And there's a video of Emma Stone complaining about the complaints that you all have where she was like mad that people took away her agency as a producer of the movie.
I saw that with Olivia Colman.
LOL.
In what way?
By saying like, oh, this is a man's vision of like what a woman's coming of age is, and they like took advantage of Emma Stone by putting her in that position or whatever.
But Emma, just so we're clear.
Well, let's go direct.
I don't care about you. I just
oh my god, this is gonna go viral. Just got really scared.
Oh my god, yeah.
I don't want her to see this.
No, you're right. No, I do.
Victoria,
I love Emma.
I don't know if this is mean or not, but don't worry.
It
won't be going viral.
Here's the thing. It's going to be like J-Lo on SNL all over again.
No, that's not true. I love Emma Stone and I do care about her. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying for the movie, the story, then it is about her. My problem is with her. I felt like the story made it seem like when you're learning about life and all there is to know in life, all it was about sex. I was like, what about other avenues? Soup. What about friendship? What about family? Sandwiches. What about this? I just felt like it was, I didn't care about her being naked so much or like her having sex so much. I was just a little bit like,
a little one dimensional.
This is all we're talking about.
And also,
she can take off her top whenever she wants.
Am I not wrong in thinking that it is a book written by a man?
Yes, that's what I thought. It was based on IP. It's based on a book.
And also, just because a woman works on something does not mean that all of our internalized misogyny can't influence it.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
But
I think it's always interesting because I do it too. I'm not disagreeing with you all. I have it with movies I don't like. Of not liking a movie because it didn't tell the story you wish it would have told. Or like, I kind of disagree with you all about what the movie's about. So it's like hard to
that's
argue.
That's interesting.
Because like
get
what
that.
I responded to in the movie is how dumb all the men were and how like much that the movie was about them wanting, like they liked her when she was like a quirky little kid who they had power over because they could like fix her and change her. And then once she had sexual agency, it drove them crazy. So that's what I thought was funny.
I fully get that. I think I was misled because Emma, not to bring. Listen, I'm happy to like get and have a conversation with her about this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'd love
and
it.
I respect the shit out of her, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But Emma got up on stage at the Golden Globes before I had ever seen the movie when she won for Poor Things. And she said, this is about Bella falling
in love with life.
And I just went into it with that thesis statement.
And to me, the story was about a woman finding enlightenment, and almost exclusively it came through men, regardless of how the men are. These were the interactions we were seeing, with the exception of the older woman who she doesn't actually get that much time with, and the other socialist sex worker that she has what I do think is an interesting friendship and also sexual relationship with. But even Gerard Carmichael. So it's not just about the sex. It's just like another man who wants to hurt her. And so I'm not saying the commentary is like pro. I don't think you're saying this either. The commentary is not like pro male to me. I think all the men were dumb, but it just felt like, again, the men's lens of how they think a woman would come to learn about the world. And I wouldn't say I didn't like the movie. Because I kind of like talking about it. So
I liked it. Yeah, I just.
It's just funny how wrong you ladies are about this.
No. He's right. Ryan,
this is going to go viral. Stop.
No. God, I fucking wish. I don't care what reason we go viral. Let's do it.
No,
I
don't want to. I'm too scared.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Eating our words.
What was I thinking about when we were talking about that? Oh, I lost my train of thought. Yeah, I saw it. This is kind of different. But there was this picture, it wasn't Emma Stone, but it was like, oh man, now I'm going to forget. But it was like, it was at the age of 15 or 16, it was like Leonardo DiCaprio hanging out with Macaulay Culkin, hanging out with like someone else who's famous now who you wouldn't expect, like an actress. And I was just looking at it being like, oh, it's so crazy that that's kind of how it has to happen. You have to like start acting when you're 12. And they're all hanging out with each other. And then they like blow up 10 to 20 years later and they all know each other. But all these people who we like revere or like look to for opinions or political opinions were all like child actors. And so
they live inside that bubble and they have for so long.
It was just a weird thing to see and be like, oh, they're all like Bazinga is the same as DiCaprio. They just kind of went different directions.
Well, and then you're like, oh, of course this person has gotten really far. They've worked here for 40 years already.
You know what I mean?
It's like, yeah, I guess if I have had 40 years, I would have figured out something, you know?
Yeah. Also, there's such a less talent pool when you're 10.
Right.
12.
Right. Yeah, those kids suck.
You know what Leo did?
Tell me.
Leo, maybe his childhood home was where the Los Feliz public library is.
Oh.
So he like donated all this money. So, I mean, not only is it my closest library, but it's my favorite library because they have posters of Leo all over it and like signed stuff and they got Titanic things there.
The one right on Franklin and Hillhurst?
Yeah, oh, I didn't notice that. That's cute because he gave all this money.
I like where that library his, like, childhood. Too.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
Shout out to Leo.
Shout out to Leo. Now we know where you grew up.
Shout out to Emma.
Yeah, Liz, I love Emma. Emma's kid is named Louise. Obviously, I like Emma.
Obviously.
Hi, Talia, right? Oh, Talia Tabin?
Yeah.
I just heard your podcast.
Oh.
You recognize me, right? Emma Stone? I just heard your podcast.
Yes, I do recognize you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Are you upset?
I'm very upset. I didn't really care for your opinion of my work in the movie Poor Things.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. I'm not sure if you listened to the whole thing because I said, like, I love you. Show your titties wherever you want. I said, it's all good. I just, the movie thesis from your speech at the Globes to like when I watched it. And granted, I watched computer in my bed. So what the fuck do I know? You know what I mean?
People hear what you say, and you should be careful out
there. Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry to interrupt you in front of your huge nacho lunch, by the way.
All right, Emma, that felt a little...
Sorry I took too long in the bathroom.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, look who it is. Victoria Longwell.
First and last.
Oh, yeah. I've looked you both up. I know all about you guys.
Well, then you must know that I'm a, I mean, Victoria.
You wish. You wish you were
we
me.
We do wish, to be honest.
Emma, we genuinely wish. But just a question. We're like such small potatoes compared to the amount of other people that are talking about you and your movie right now.
Yeah,
I'm just curious, like, how, why did our tiny 30-second clip.
Well, I love the Mandog Pod. I love Mandog Pod. Dan and Ryan are awesome.
Of course, yeah.
I love Dan's review of the movie. And I just was really upset by the way you guys said it. I was really upset that I had upset you so much.
Didn't the New York Times give it a pretty bad review?
Yeah.
Well, the New York Times is a very imperfect publication.
Okay. Yeah.
So I would say that.
But I just mean like so many more people hear that. Like, you know.
You're right.
I would say, what, 15,000 people listen to this?
I wish.
You know what? I said I was worried about this happening. So you're upset with us. I was in the bathroom.
I am.
Honey, sorry, I've been waiting in the car. What's going on?
Oh my God, that guy that worked at SNL writer.
Oh my God, it's her SNL writer husband.
Oh my God, Victoria Talia.
Brad?
Yeah, I'm confronting
now. Dave. Dave McCary.
Oh my God, Dave.
Hey, wow.
We don't really see a lot of pictures of you guys together.
This is so... we like each other.
I'm proud of him.
Yeah, thank you. This is so embarrassing. I've been so... jealous of Dan. We both like were on sketch comedy groups out of USC.
Oh my God.
And like I went on and just lost touch with improv and sketch comedy, and he just does it still every day to get by, and it's like, can you let him know, like, that's so awesome.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I feel so in outer space with the way my life is right now. It's like I'm at Vanity Fair Oscar parties, I'm directing movies.
We are really stressed. Yeah. We need to be grounded.
Underwater.
Would you all want some nachos?
It seems like you really went to town on these.
Well,
I thought you were doing Lent.
How much do you know about me?
Oh,
and I didn't
actually give up anything.
Yeah, nachos are on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I misunderstood what your Lent was.
That's okay.
It's just potato chips.
So tortilla chips are okay.
But is tortilla okay? Tortilla chips are okay, and also this is between me and God. But
listen, I'm sorry for coming up here. I guess you're right.
Do you want to sit down?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Wow,
never.
You really hate us.
Yeah, I will never work with you ever.
No, don't say that.
Just in case you were thinking it.
That would really, really hurt my feelings, Emma.
To be honest, I wasn't thinking it because every day I think the acting thing is probably the train has left the station.
Hey,
come on.
Stick one of these nacho chips in your mouth and stuff it because I can't.
I've already been in the bathroom so long. I've got to cool it.
The shame is
we like this restaurant.
What are you talking about? It is the number one dog-friendly restaurant in Los Angeles.
Infatuation says so. I'm here.
And all the large banners they have out front. You're at the Morrison right now.
Scene. Oh my God. I don't want to yell at you guys anymore.
Now we've upset Emma Stone. Now we've upset the Morrison.
And now we've upset her husband.
Yep.
Dan. Dave.
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 Dan.
Dave.
Ben.
Brad.
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 Oh,
we are speaking of the Morrison, which reminds me of Happy Hour, which is the podcast we're doing.
Oh,
it's a beautiful day again. And I was really thinking for a while that it would never come out of winter. Like whenever it's raining, I get pretty depressed. I like it, but then I go like, okay, when am I going to have an opportunity to do anything again? You know what I mean?
Yes.
And today I was out a little bit and it felt really good. Feel the sun on my face.
Oh, so nice.
Fantastic. Doesn't it make such a difference?
Huge.
You can understand why people get sads.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Seasonal affective.
Yeah. Disorder.
Sad. Yes.
You can understand.
Yeah. Oh my God. Of course.
I really understand it. And whenever I leave my office when I'm working, if the sun is out, I do just stand in it with my eyes closed because it feels so freaking good.
So good.
It really stresses me out, the places in the world where they have eternal night at times.
Mm.
You wouldn't want to live in night country.
I would not want to live in night country for many reasons.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Because you work with the mining company up there and you don't want to drink the filthy water.
Oil. I love big oil.
What if Victoria worked for big oil? It couldn't be two things that are further apart.
I'll say I do love big oil. It does get me around. If you just looked at the facts of my life, I love big oil.
Yep. Sure. Yeah.
I ask of big oil to help bring me my food every day.
I get it.
I'm big oil in around town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I love big oil.
I'm trying to get into big electricity, but me I just too. Don't have
it's
it right
so
now.
Hard to yeah.
Where do I put the car to charge it? You know what I mean?
How do you even afford the car in the first place?
Yeah, well, first, how do we get the car? Second, where do we charge it? Yeah, I get it.
I can't run a cord across the sidewalk to my car.
That doesn't seem safe.
Uh-uh. What do? You just plug them in normal? Is that
Is you
that
can, but or you can get a charging like a bigger voltage-y one.
They should make the plugs really big and funny like in movies. I think more people would get them. Are they?
Yeah.
But they're not like this big.
Oh, no.
You just have to hold them under your arm.
Yeah.
No. I wish they were the size of a French bulldog.
Oh, uh-huh, that big.
And nice. The shape.
And the kind of the shape,
and
too.
And the shape. I mean, because why not?
It's their little ears and nose that goes in.
And when you it can make everything in, it goes, fun.
We could if we wanted to.
Yeah.
If we really had an, if we were committed.
They should change the name to Bulldog from Tesla. Tesla to Bulldog.
I would buy one.
A Bulldog? Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I just parked my Bulldog.
You got a Bulldog? Yeah. Two.
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 All electric.
They don't live long.
The car or the dog?
The dog.
The dog. The both. Car. Yeah. I meant both. To say the car.
I wonder if Teslas live long.
We'll never know.
We don't know yet.
I mean, I know those trucks are blowing up left and right and rusting. Rivians? Which is funny. No. But that.
The Cybertruck?
Remember that? This is a total side story. This kind of went away. But what's his name from Ferris Bueller?
Succession
drove his Rivian into a building. Yes. Oh, is he okay? Yeah,
drunk driving.
Oh, was it a DUI?
He was on a cane at the Golden Globe.
God, I don't
want to
go viral.
Oh, no.
It's okay. I talked over you. Nobody will even be able to hear it.
Yeah. He drove his Rivian into a building on
on La Brea in Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think I feel like the Globes or something were quickly after, or the Emmy, I don't know. And he had like he a crutch a or something.
Was it a DUI?
I believe so.
I thought someone else was drunk driving or something. And he was
I don't know. I don't think it was a good place.
Allegedly and all that?
I don't think he was that? In a good place with it. Mm. I looked it up. I was like, oh my God, is he okay? From the Globes. And then it was like, drives his car into a building. Alcohol content.
Cars take off quick. You probably don't want to drunk drive with a car you're not used to. How much a jump? Whoa!
There's
too a lot of torque in this bad boy.
Yeah.
How much do you all read celebrity gossip?
I feel like I just hear about it like tertiary.
Yeah.
Like it's just on Twitter or something by the time I hear about it.
Well, yeah. And then finally that video of Harry Styles sitting at his fine
got
around.
It just got
to
me.
You know what? I do think I feel like part of what I do is when I'm watching something, I start Googling the people in it. Uh-huh. And I get a lot of it that way.
Oh, okay. I've told you guys about my influencer ladies who. Heavy on the pop. I get a lot of pop from Instagram.
Uh-huh.
It's like your friend. It's like the conversation that you're having with your friends, but they sort of facilitate it a little bit.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. Mm-hmm.
I was, I don't really like have anything to do. And I don't want to read politics and I don't want to read a book. So I was like, oh, I guess I'll read celebrity gossip. Kind of for the first time in my life. I don't spend a lot of time on it. And I was like, damn, this is crazy.
It's crazy.
It's
crazy. What have you heard about?
There was a thing about Miley Cyrus's
mom
is with the guy from Prison Break.
Yes. They just got married.
Just got married.
The shaved head guy?
I don't know.
The one who wrote, he wrote something.
I don't know.
Okay, keep going.
But
yes, Miley Cyrus'
sister wasn't allowed at the wedding because she was dating the guy when he started dating her mom. And she's like 40 years younger than him, 30 years younger, whatever.
And the sister's not allowed.
Yeah.
They I were would like, think the mom shouldn't be allowed.
Well, the mom is the one marrying the
guy. The mom got
married. Oh, they're getting married. Okay, yeah. My mistake.
And you wish that it was the guy who wasn't allowed, you know? Because that's
I know.
Crazy.
It's crazy. But is that official?
I thought that was a rumor. I was just reading it. It's just so funny that people are even talking. Because I had to learn about three new people's existence to know about the gossip.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, we're still talking about Prison Break guy? And then it was like Noah Cyrus. And I was like, who's Noah Cyrus? And then whatever her mom's name, Bilbo or whatever.
Bilbo Baggins? Bilbo Baggins Cyrus?
Hi, I'm Miley. This is my mom, Bilbo. I hope it's not close.
My dad was Billy Ray, and my mom's Billboard.
But I was like, oh, I get why this becomes a thing for people, because you just get to hate on other people who you never met who are more successful than you, and you don't have to think.
And
about
you're also
anything.
Just like, that's crazy.
It's a nicer way to gossip.
Glad my life isn't that crazy. Yeah. Bye.
And I feel like celebrity gossip is almost. Is probably a bigger business than the stuff they do to become celebrities. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like celebrity gossip seems like a bigger thing than like the one movie they did that year.
Yeah. What would Affleck and J-Lo have been if they weren't gossip? Like would Affleck
I don't know their current work.
Yeah.
But I know, you know what I mean? Like I don't
Dunkin'
know what
Donuts
they did last.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of Dunkin'.
And she did that movie everyone's making fun of.
Oh no.
And she's this documentary that here is really Geely? Good.
Oh great.
Have you guys seen the Geely movie just came
out? No, that would be you. That would be
I guess she spit on him?
What the hell?
I don't know, Ben.
Just came into my orbit. It just came. Yeah.
Nobody else asked to know this, but the guy from Prison Break wrote that movie Stoker.
What's that about?
I don't know that movie. No.
Okay, never heard of it.
About Dracula?
No, but no. No, I shouldn't have brought it up, but it's Mia Wasikowska, and Matthew Good. Kind of a fun little movie.
Mm.
And he wrote
people
it.
I never heard of.
Never even heard
Well,
even
I'm
heard
glad
of
I could She's do this, reason. Though. I'm glad I got my
Alice in Wonderland?
The amount of time I go, I'll just be on whatever app, Netflix, whatever, and just looking at all the stuff that gets made and being like, and I don't even audition for things.
Mm-hmm.
Like Stoker exists and I don't audition for that.
It sounds like it was British. It sounds like it was British.
Okay, it was in 2007.
It's still, I was around.
Yeah, I was alive for sure.
Me too.
Actually, it was later than 2007. I don't think
even
that date is
crazier.
Right. It's wrong.
It's bullshit.
I should have been on it.
Coming off my Workaholics co-star in 2009, they couldn't get me in Stoker.
Oh my God.
Whoa, you were Workaholics?
Yeah, it was my first
TV
gig. It was happening right as I was breaking up with my girlfriend at the time. Like it happened like that week. So I remember it being just kind of like a weird week. And they kept me there the whole week, but didn't like shoot my stuff at all. And I didn't know how TV worked, which I now know is like a very odd thing that they did.
Yeah.
And made me a lot more money, but.
Yeah, fine by me. Yeah. Keep me there all week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not now. I'm tired, but.
Yeah, that's right.
Even for paid work, that's my dream. I'm too tired. No
too
way.
Tired. The AD on that was also the guy that AD'd a TV show, Son of Zorn, that I worked on. And he always called me Danny.
Ooh, that's really tough.
Bothered me.
Yeah.
Because you could tell it was from a bit of a diminutive kind of like.
Oh, that's interesting.
Never said my name was Dan, and you still call me Danny all the time.
Do people call you Daniel?
No.
Is that your full name?
No, I'm a Dan.
Just Dan.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Straight
but
up.
That Danny thing, I get that. I feel like there's a real. If you're either Dan or you're a Danny, and you're not both.
Yeah.
And it's just a little too familiar. It's like, have you heard anybody give me a nickname? Why would it be you?
Yeah.
What? I don't know you.
Don't
what
know.
Was your name even, regular?
John.
Yeah.
Speaking of, this reminds me of people who call you buddy. And I just had an interaction. I went to pick up, you know part of this story, but I went to pick up ramen on Wednesday after therapy. It was like raining and I was like, oh, I'll have a little rainy day ramen.
Yum.
I
like this story so far.
It started coming down. I don't know if you remember Wednesday.
Yeah.
I
was there.
It's Friday.
I was in Pasadena, and there was no parking by the ramen place. So I parked in a Fidelity Bank parking lot, and I'm walking towards the ramen place, and this guy gets out of like a black car with the windows black, and he's like, you can't park here. And I was like, I'm just getting like a ramen. It'll be less than a minute. And the guy's like, then Fidelity is going to mail you a ticket. And I was like, hey, man, it's like raining. Can I just go get, can you just like let me get this? And he was like, they're going to write you a ticket. And then he just gets back in his car and he kind of says something I don't, I'm like, hey, can I just go get it? Like, it's raining like crazy. There's nowhere to park. And he says something I don't understand and then gets in his car. So I'm like kind of pissed off. And so I start like waving to be like, what did you say? What did you say? And so he opens the door and he's like, look, you're going to get a ticket. And I was like, who are you? Because he was like plain clothes. I was like, do you write me the ticket? Yeah. Like, who am I getting in trouble with? And he was like, I am a LA County Department, like Sheriff's Department, whatever. They hired me for security because they've been needing security here. And they'll send you a ticket. And I was like, man. And he looked like what you would imagine that kind of. Like, he just like had a dickish cop energy. And I was like, all right, I'm in my car. Like, you could have been way more respectful about this. It's like really coming down. And he was like, I wasn't being disrespectful. And I'm like, okay. And then I was seething about the like financial, political nature that it was like a Fidelity bank not letting me park.
Fuck off.
Totally free parking lot, totally empty. And then I was like, in my head, I was like, should I go in and ask to invest and then not do it and leave just to be like, great, I did some business there.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting my ramen. Like, I'm having like all of the little, and I wasn't exactly in the right. Like, I technically shouldn't have parked there. So I didn't have the like high ground, which I usually do if I'm going to argue with someone. It was more just like, really? You're not
be
making me
a
walk
human
in the rain
in this context.
To get my ramen.
You can't just like be chill about it.
Oh, it made me so mad.
Go ahead, finish your thought.
Well, then at a Staples yesterday,
okay,
I needed some accordion folders, and they were marked at $12, so I got two. I was like, great. They're like leather bound accordion folders, and then the lady checked me out, and they were $20 each, and I was like, oh, sorry, could I just do one? These are $12. It was marked as $12. I don't want to pay $40 for them. And she was like, I'll just give them to you for $12.
Yes,
amazing.
And so I wanted to also say that because I feel like I'm always complaining about interactions.
No, right, I get that. Where you're like, nice, there's a balance.
I was like, thank you very much.
Yes. Oh my god,
I wanted to go back
so
in and be like, I've had a couple bad interactions lately, and this was very nice.
That's so nice.
See, you're just way more thoughtful than the average person.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
That's true.
That was the story.
Well, first of all, in retail, you are technically only allowed to charge how it's marked.
Yeah.
So she's doing like the correct thing also. But I also like, because there are some places like Trader Joe's, or I think that maybe Costco has like a very good return policy. Mm-hmm. There are some places that just recognize that we're the house here.
Yeah.
We're the ones that are going to be fine. Because at Trader Joe's, they'll always be like, do you know, was this the organic one? Or, and I'll be like, oh, I don't know. And they'll be like, it's okay. We'll just charge you for the cheaper one.
Yeah.
And I just think, yes, let's all have the freedom to give people a break.
It just, it's so dehumanizing. It's so dehumanizing. Play it by the books.
This is not a rule you need to follow either. I would get it if I took the last spot or even if there was only four spots. But you following this rule doesn't help anybody. It doesn't even help Fidelity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If anything, it hurts them because you didn't get a ticket. Like, if anything, he should have just let you get the ticket and that would have been good for his job. But he's like just being a stickler to be a stickler. I cannot stand that.
Me neither.
And the feeling of like powerlessness, which I know there are greater ways that you could feel that way that are way worse. But I was the only way I could leave here feeling kind of okay is if I kill this guy today.
Reasonable.
Like, that's the like, only way.
If I fight him, I fought
this.
A cop and I can't fight. So what am I talking about?
Right.
It's like, oh, I have to kill this guy.
Yeah.
I can win this
interaction. Bury him in my backyard.
I can't be like, I'm writing your badge. I could waste my whole day and be like, what's the crime they're so scared of that they hired you?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your badge number if you're a real cop? Who would mail me the ticket?
He's like, a security guard.
He's security.
Yeah.
But 100%. You know, there are just so many ways that in our lives, in our daily lives, and it's probably capitalism, I don't know, but where we just bump up against rules that are like, why does this exist?
Yeah.
Why must we make each other unhappy in this way? They have a cop that patrols Barnstall Park just making sure that nobody's drinking. And it'll be like people will have their solo cups or, you know, it's not clearly alcohol, and the cop will still approach them and be like, that's not alcohol, is it? Because there are signs you're not allowed to have alcohol here. And I just remember thinking, what a beautiful place to just come and be so shitty. It would be one thing if you saw someone visibly intoxicated, like stumbling to their car.
Yes.
Great. Then maybe you still do nothing but just help them to not drive. And instead, it's just like you're just making people's time here feel fraught for right. no reason.
Yeah. Miserable. Right.
Who cares?
And it seems to me it's like, I know what the rules are, and when they're necessary, I'll do it. But no one is here. No one is. Your boss is not getting mad at this. It's a victimless crime. I guess that's how I feel. It's like not following this rule helps everybody, and following it hurts half the people here.
Oh my God.
Why would we do it? Who cares?
I feel like I'm going to change everything by telling you all this.
Oh my God.
The societal, like the biggest societal issue is this idea of like, there's a right and a wrong, and we just punish people for the crime, and we make rules, and we push away all the problems, and then they like pop up,
yeah,
you know, in a very Jungian way. But like, instead of just being like, you know, that idea of the chosen path, it just like kind of became popular on Reddit, and I was telling someone else about it, where there's like, they'll design a set of stairs somewhere, but then in the ground, they're like, the ground will be dug out from people going a different way. And it's like, oh, where they made the stairs wasn't where people naturally decided to go. There's like the chosen path. And it's like a failure in design or understanding people. And that's what that drinking at Barnsdall feels like, where it's like, there's the chosen path, which is like almost 99% of people could just come here and have a nice time. And we could punish the people who do it wrong. But we shouldn't just punish everybody who wants to have a nice time. And that feels like a whole country is that.
Yeah, such a good concept that it seems like no one understands.
Yeah.
Also, Barnsdall used to have wine night there every Friday.
Oh my God,
and everybody
how fun.
Would get smashed.
Right.
It was so fun.
It's a disgrace to the name of the architect. What's his name?
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Frank.
Oh, Frank. He's rolling in his beautifully designed grave.
Yes,
it's all wood paneled and mid-century.
Yeah, very mid-century.
He's rolling at the bottom of that waterfall. Continually stuck at that waterfall.
Falling waters.
Falling water, yeah. Beautiful.
That's very
home.
Funny. Beautiful. Very funny, Ryan.
Hi, am I speaking to Mr. or Mrs. Anderson?
Yes, this is Mrs. Anderson.
Hi, Mrs. Anderson. My name is Arnold, and I work with the Hollywood Forever Cemetery where your husband is buried.
Oh.
I'm calling. This is a bit of an uncomfortable call, so I'll just get right to it.
Okay.
But it appears that your husband has maybe been rolling in his grave.
Is this a prank?
Absolutely not. No.
This feels like a refrigerator running, and my husband died 1 month ago, so it is fresh.
I'm very sorry to hear that. Especially because usually when this type of thing happens, as the saying goes, it's because someone is doing something that your husband would be very disappointed in or unhappy about.
Wait, I'm sorry. You're telling me that the phrase rolling in one's grave, you're saying that's a thing that happens? That's just a phrase.
Everything comes from somewhere. Every phrase comes to
bed. Babe, come back to bed.
Shh.
Oh, I see.
Excuse me.
What are you doing? Come back to bed.
I see.
George, shut up. What do you mean?
Well, it's just interesting that you came at me so hard there, and I noticed that you're probably a little defensive because maybe something is happening now that would cause your husband to be rolling in his own grave.
Okay, you know what? I don't know who you are, and you have no business knowing this, but
my name is Arnold, and I work for Hollywood Forever.
Okay. If you think that me sleeping with my husband's best friend would make him roll in his grave, you're wrong, because they really loved each other, and he would understand. And you know what? On his deathbed, he said to me, be happy.
Okay. Well, maybe there is something else. Maybe it's true that he wanted you, within a month of his death, to go have sex with his best friend.
Okay.
But all I'm saying is, if you are going to continue behaving in a way that'll make him roll in his own grave, we'll have to have an increased fee for the maintenance of the grave.
Are you joking ass? Are you joking my
knock,
ass
knock.
Right now?
Knock, knock. Hey.
Hi.
Okay, just so you know, I have some people here that want to see the house that you're selling.
Oh, great. Yes.
Yeah, your husband's childhood home that he grew up in. Okay.
This is beautiful. I love the full redesign.
George.
It's great.
Oh, sorry.
I appreciate it. First of all, I'm getting a lot of information just from the people around you speaking directly into the receiving end of the phone, or you have a very good phone that's picking up everything. But I heard it all, and I understand that you seem to be doing some things. So we can either get rid of the body.
Please don't refer to my husband as the body.
Well, Oh, now you care about him.
Okay. This is so inappropriate.
He's not even cold, and you're selling his house while George is laying on his sheets.
I think he is probably cold, not to argue the truth. But
it's a saying not based in reality like some other
saying. So is rolling in one's grave.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. They want to know if you would throw in this couch. It looks vintage.
I'll throw in the couch.
It seems like your husband's parents initialed their names with a heart.
Amazon. Amazon. Tons of stuff you could have bought locally. Tons of local hardware and regular grocery goods.
Sorry, usually people just leave it on the step.
I opened the box and I looked inside. Sorry about that.
Oh, do you need me to sign for anything? Step over.
Is it possible that your husband was some sort of eco-conscious or small business?
Yes, my husband
business?
Was the owner of Patagonia. He sold of his shares.
Wow.
Mom!
What? Mom? I'm on the phone.
I'm home right now. I'm dropping out of college. And they said you can't get your money back.
Okay. Okay, we're going to have to talk about this later. I'm sorry. Is there anything George? Else we need to discuss on this phone call?
Because I'd like to. Where would you like me to put the body if you're not going to pay for dirt moving around
stuff? I'm
sorry. Stuff?
When we chose to bury what you're going to exhume him, when we chose to bury
he's practically
my
exhuming himself with what you're doing over there.
When we chose to bury my husband at Hollywood Forever, there was nothing in the contract that stated that I don't even believe that this is actually happening. He's not rolling in his grave.
Okay, fine. You can look at your own actions and decide.
Mom, I just looked into the refrigerator. You're drinking white Zinfandel? Dad,
we're going to need help finding the body. He just rocketed. Did he have some sort of relationship with white Zin? He rocketed out of the grave.
What type of operation are you running over
it
there?
It is so hard to keep. People are constantly betraying their bereaved loved ones' dead bodies. And all I do is try to keep them safe in the grave. I get paid minimum wage. I'm around corpses spinning all day long. It's awful, all right? Show some respect to me and the guy, your husband. Excuse me, I'm a little frazzled.
Hello, this is June.
Hi, June. This is Arnold with Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Oh, okay. Is there something wrong with my plot?
No, your plot is fine. Do you have another loved one buried there? I'm just
of
checking
course.
Out. I've got my files. Okay, great.
My husband. What do you mean?
Your old husband?
Well, yes, he was older than me. He's dead now. I have a plot right next to him.
Mm.
I hope nothing had happened.
Well, June, the reason I'm calling is because I think you might be related to a woman I just talked to on the phone. Who was was your daughter married to the owner and founder of Patagonia?
Of course.
Well, I'm calling because I am very, very worried about the plot you have and what she's going to do. And I just don't think the plot will be able to handle the spinning in your grave you'll be doing.
What? As long as I have the childhood home that my son grew up in to be buried in the backyard, I don't need that plot.
You called my mother-in-law? Are you joking my ass?
You need to back away, okay? This is a private cemetery office. We do these things over the phone.
Well, I'm sorry. You've completely invaded my life.
Well, I'll tell you what. Your mother hurt both her elbows when she spun in place when I told her what you've been doing, okay? She's not even buried and she's already spinning in her life.
And what right did you have to call my mother-in-law, June?
Respect. And also, for you said it wasn't in the contract, so I wanted to notify her that currently the gravestone she has and everything below it is not prepared for the amount of spinning I imagine she'll be doing in her grave. Because of your selfish actions. I mean, I'm surprised George isn't right here with you right now.
I want to speak to your manager.
Okay, that's fine. He's a little crypt keeper-y.
Hello! Let it!
He is the crypt keeper. I do have to.
I would like to hear a tale.
No.
Good. I'm so tired of that.
Scene.
Well, folks, that's about time. It's been a happy hour for me. I hope it has been for all of you at home and for all of you in the room as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything, Victoria and Talia, that you'd like to share with the audience? plugs, etc. I mean, we got a Yeti show coming up.
We have a Yeti show coming up.
That felt like in real life, you know, when you're watching TV and you're like, did it just pause or are they taking a moment show? And it felt like a real life version of that where I was like, did Earth just pause?
Yes, we have a Yeti show. Well, we have at Yeti shows at the Elysian, the second Sunday of the month, typically. And then at the end of March at the UCB Franklin Theater. So check out their websites, buy tickets to the Yeti shows, or you can follow our Instagram at Yeti for real.
Jumbone.
Jumbone.
Thanks to Tim Blaine for our happy hour special theme song.
Trenton Oliver for our editing, Annie Wu for our logos, and all of our community of listeners. Thank you so much for checking us out. Thank you for your patronage. We really appreciate the support.
Bye.
See you.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. Thanks so much, and have a great day.